Look at power. Who defended Luzon before the Spanish? It's Bambolito and Ras Sulaiman, you know, which is all of those peace-loving Muslim, you know, of Luzon, you know. And they said, Lakandula, what he can do? He's the Lakan of Bulacan, you know, Ras Lakandula. Who's Lakandula? It's the same. Lakandula is Ras Sulaiman, you know. And what happened? When he became king, when he became the whole tribe's king of king, or datu of datu, what they call is a
sultan.
No, he don't call sultan. Gadula.
Okay.
Chief of all chieftain. You know that? Gadula is a Tagalog, means chief. And that's what it represents himself to the world. That's why they have Gadula, Lakandula, Ras Sulaiman. Ras Sulaiman is the Muslim. Lakandula is when he joined the other datu to fight against the Spanish. And then Gadula is when he was appointed to be the top head of all the datu. But then he got defeated because of the 600 Visayan archer that joined forces to the Spanish when they attack again the Manila harbor.
We also wanted to thank you for that
historical, right?
The historical record, we'll definitely add that in there. We wanted to ask you
real quick though, can you find or can you read about like battles like that that has happened, or is it?
Oh yes, it's in the book of Tolentino. It's book of so many famous writer in the Philippines. It's also in the book of Filipino Burgess. If you heard of it, that's pop.
That's the name of the book.
Yeah, Filipino Burgess is Filipinas. You know, Burgess. That's the word. Burgess is printed and published in the United States on 1986 or 1989. You can find them. You can search them. I have the copy of the book, and I love it. Why? Because it said there the whole thing that is not on the other book.
Well, exactly. Because that's. I mean, that's what you just said, that's not common knowledge.
You know, and I want to share it.
Yeah.
Because before the Spanish arrived, we have our own cannon already. Think about it. We have our own cannon. We have our own ammunition, you know, which is created by Panday Fira. That's why Panday Fira is one of the hero of Pampanga.
It's so interesting that you bring that up, actually, that many of the books that I have read and many of the histories that I've read is really gone over the political and the cultural issues of the day.
Yeah.
But not so much on the technical advancement, the military technology, or even combat styles, or any of the battles that actually went on.
Right.
So it's quite interesting.
Yeah. Look back on the history during 1570 when Villalobos trying to conquer, actually, when they're trying to conquer the Manila harbor. When they found over there is old Filipino that have wielding double weapon, you know, which is in Bisaya never seen before, you know. This is written, double weapon, which is the Sinawali. Even the Bisayan people knows that it came from Pampanga. Okay, and then they adapted it, which is good because it solidified the whole Filipino martial art right there, and I love it. And they have those three reins, that largo, corto, and medio, which is good. Why? Because it's solidify also the main common knowledge of Filipino martial art. There's a 12 strike, which is everybody has it. I have dos separes. They have dos separes, but the thing's the problem is my dos separes is the oldest dos separes ever. Why? Because it's back again, 1635, 1637. That's the original dos separes came from. You know, and again, I'm not saying this is our niche. This is not our niche before. This is Moro Moro. And up to now, those Moro Moro came from Mexico via Acapulco and Manila galleon trade. And they brought a prior from Mexican that introduced, after they banned the practice of the recreational arts. They don't call it martial art. Recreational arts. It looks like stick fighting and other wrestling of Filipino, because they ended up hurting each other. So the Spanish said, if they continue practicing the Bene, found out later that they can use it against us, let's just stop it in the beginning. But we have to be politically correct, or else they're going to be
uprising
right away. Yeah. And they never stop uprising. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They never conquered the land of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. How many times you heard the story about the mountain province? How many head of Spanish they been put it on the stick right there? Even American, you know, when they tried to make a dam over there on the 1776. President Marcos approved that the whole area of Mountain Province, you know, the Cordillera area, is going to turn into a hydropower plant. If you remember that history, all those people over there
it didn't go over very well.
He cut off all those people's heads. All of those Americans in there that goes over there, even the Filipino that support those program, they cut off their hair and put it on the stick. Here we go, you have a shish kebab. Yeah, and come again, I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, we also know that you're a Hilot healer. For those who are not familiar with Hilot, can you kind of explain a little bit about that? And how did you learn that healing art?
Well, healing art is actually is a part of our family. My grandfather, my grandmother, my dad, and my great-grandfather before me is all part of it. It's amazingly, my dad put an effort to study both sides of the native arts, from Mangyans and Aitas. My grandfather's married Aitas, you know, before we married my grandmother. He married an Aitas and learned the arts in Aitas because he used to work in Quezon, which is Quezon province is manipulated by Aitas. And then my grandfather is the person who learned the Buno, but they don't call it Buno, remember that. Tagalog is the word Buno for wrestling. What they call it only over there is just, you know, at the time, is whatever. It's just, there's no name. Okay? Don't create name if there's no name. Okay? There's no name. They just go like that and boom. And my grandfather called it Buno. You know, but again, it's an art of wrestling. You know, it's a things up. Because I don't want to create name if there's none in there. Mm-hmm. And then, during the time, this is back in 1925. My grandfather has become the champion of Buno. And then he defeat the two Mangyan fighters came from Mindoro. Okay, this is the ideas. They defeated on the full moon. They call it the seventh full moon, which is the seventh month of the year of 1925. Okay, the seventh full moon. He defeated those two Mangyan. And then my grandfather don't defeat them just to break their bones. No, my grandfather defeated them with honor. They give them a respect and everything, and those two Mangyan respected my grandfather. Because for the first time, a non-Mangyan and a non-Aitas win the competition of Buno. Mm-hmm. Over there, which is the hunting arts for them. It's not any martial art, it's a hunting art. You know, wearing this loincloth and wearing lubid with them for their arts to catch the animal. Because there's a game there that they put you on the rodeo. They put the boar in there, two boar. You have to tie that boar with this rope, mm-hmm. and that one. And then later on, you put the ass on it. And then, if you would like to marry the queen or the princess, you guys go over there. You guys roll on the mat first before you guys wrestle. And whoever can be pinned and win the competition can marry the queen of or the princess of mm-hmm. you know. The apple, you know, the daughter of the apple, mm-hmm. which is the head of the tribes at the time. My grandfather married the Mangyan. That's the reason why. Hmm. You know, because he won and married the Mangyan. He got two sons after that, but my grandfather's left because during the time on 1930s, the whole area was destroyed by American because they're trying to civilize all of these Aitas. You know, push them to the deeper forest, fighting the village. They killed the son and they killed the wife. That's the reason why my grandfather is hated American at the time. Mm-hmm. My grandfather's killed 13 Americans just for that reason. Okay, because they things about. But talking about it, my grandfather was told my dad, when you're age 16, you have to go to Mindoro and seek a lesson from these two gentlemen that I wrestled with in Punta Quezon, which is my dad did. My dad traveled from Laguna after you know, after World War II. This is 1945. After World War II, my dad traveled from Laguna, go to Batangas. Learn Cinco Terras over there, go to Bataan. Okay? Learn Alargumano in Bataan and Sinawali, then go to Mindoro. You know, pretend to be a fisherman in Mindoro just to seek for those two Mangyans and live with the Hanunu for 3 years. Hanunu tribes. And first thing, they don't want to take him because he's not Mangyan. You know what Mangyan means? The original. That's what means of Mangyan, the original. And they don't mix marriage. So my dad is right there. They put him, then the two Mangyans found out that the son of Ote, my grandfather, was there. And they put him to another village and said, we promise you, we'll train you. And at the end of the year, he was ready to train or to compete. They brought him to the village as claim as the claim as my nephew, okay, from this other village. Since you know he's already from the other village, he's been there for a year, everybody knows him. I said, yeah, he's a, you know, a nephew of this. But they don't realize that they just tried to brainwash others so they can bring it to their thing. And my dad win also the competition on that particular things and married the princess. I mean, it's not princess actually, it's just the son of the apple, which is the head tribes. But again, it's nice to call it princess because they won't understand it here in America if I said he's the daughter of the apple. Who's apple? Well, it's the head of the tribes. You know, it's very simple. I don't want to say it too like that because there's no gold or a throne or a
big crown
to be called. And my dad left because he feel that he was enamored. You know, it's like was spell of the Mangyans. Is that everywhere you go, it's like there's a barricade that he cannot leave the tribes. Mm-hmm. After 3 years, my dad has one son in there. You know, my dad also has son in Bataan actually. But again, it's all of them. She's coming back. I have another sister from Bicol because my dad also traveled to Bicol and learned silat in Bicol.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You know? Yes. Because Silat.
So he was training and planting his seeds.
Yes. My dad traveled to Bicol because Bicol is populated by Indonesian, you know that?
Yes.
Even the numbers of Bicolano is all Indonesian numbers. Saro dua tulo, opat lima anim. So those, you know, my dad brought that with me, but they never call it Silat. My dad never called it Silat. But he knows it's Silat. Mm-hmm. You know, and he just put it together. So this Buno that I'm doing, it's like really a combination of all a lot of things. And my dad called it Buno. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be, heard it so many names, Lumad, there's so many names. What they call that? Bogahan, mm-hmm. You know? Dumog he never heard. You know, the only thing that he heard is when he went to Marinduque. That's what he become famous in Marinduque because of the wearing mask. Because it's the same in Marinduque. The Moromoro in Marinduque, which is the centurion, is we have the same in Laguna, centurion. Which is they fight with each other with a stick and breaking their mask. You go to Paete every Holy Week and we do that. Mm-hmm. For the heck of it. You know? Not just to be proud of saying, I'm the best. No, nothing. Just for the heck of it, practice their skill, mm-hmm. You know, of our niche. We have tournament in Paete every July 25. You come anytime you want. You know, I invite everybody. It's a full contact, unpadded, stick fighting. Rules is very, like I said, you go to Magdalena the same way. And up to now.
These competitions are still going on.
It's still going on.
Very much similar to the competitions that you competed in.
I competed it. You know, and Paete right now is trying to control by a mayor, but I don't pass it because you are not a screamer, you don't know what is culture. Mm-hmm. And believe me, you cannot stop me. Because if you're going to stop me, I told all of those centurions, I said, I'll take the tournament to Mountain, mm-hmm. and nobody can rule me over there.
So, yeah. Are these stick fighting competitions, is it just like double stick, single stick, or do you also incorporate Buno and everything?
No, it's only when they call it stick fighting, it's only stick fighting. There's no Buno, there's no punching, there's no kicking. The reason being is because they try to make it sport.
Sure.
But still, the effectiveness of it is there. Because it becomes the blade,